G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 34 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called ARA versus ARES, right? So the regular army versus army reserves, which one should you do, okay? Which path should you choose? Let's get into it. So I get this question all the time, and it's a really interesting one. Just for my own journey, I joined full-time. I joined cavalry, and then I did 4 years, tried for selection once, didn't make it, got out, and then was out for a couple of years and wanted to do selection again. So I then joined reserves and went that way. So I've sort of done it, I guess, had a bit of experience both ways and doing selection from reserves, although albeit that I was had been full-time already. But yeah, there's pros and cons with it. And it's a really interesting question, which way you should go. And this will really depend on your specific situation, right? But let's look at some of the benefits and differences of each. So ARA or Australian Regular Army, full-time. I mean, you can include, obviously, the regular army, or I say regular army, but I'm including any full-time position in the military, so Air Force or Navy as well, so any branch there. But in particular, obviously, most people that are going to be doing selection come from an army background, but it doesn't mean you have to have an army background, okay? I've got plenty of Navy guys actually in my program. So anyone from any branch can do selection, okay? For both commandos and SAS. Used to be just SAS and commandos for... when they first started, you had to be infantry qualified and you could only be army, but now it's any branch, any corps, all right? But let's look at the pros and the facts, okay? So I would say they're pros. Some people might not agree with that. Look at some of the pros / facts of being full-time. So when you're a full-time, you know, and all you do is soldier full-time, all right, and it's the only thing you do, you get very good at it, all right? So your soldier skills should be up there in regards to things like weapons and shooting and navigation and RATEL communications, your tactics, infantry minor tactics, first aid, all your equipment. That's a big part of making sure you're on top of that, going for selection. So all of those things, if you do that full time, you should be right on top of it, and you will. Not always, however, all right? I've got a lot of guys that are in full-time infantry, and their navigation is lacking, for example. You know, if you're a digger in a section, you might not have that responsibility. So even if you are full-time, your soldier skills in regards to preparing for selection, you're going to have to develop, probably going to have to develop those more to make sure you're ready for selection. All right, but other things too, the pros or facts being full-time, you know, physical training is part of your job, all right? You will do it as part of your job, which can be a pro and a con when you're training for selection, or when you're training for selection anyway. You get a lot of good experience. You get a lot of experience with the army and how the army works, and you're developing your skill sets and understanding understanding big army, and that'll help you out, particularly not just on selection but on Rio as well. Okay, you find maybe a lot of reservists or DRS guys might make some, fundamental errors when they're going on selection and Rio that you probably shouldn't make if you've been a full-time soldier. So that's one part. Yes, you understand how the army works. You get paid quite well, when you're in these, even as a digger in infantry, you're on about 65 or 70 grand as a base rate. And then you get bush on top of that. I mean, when I first joined in 99, I was on about 32 grand after I was private P. So pretty good money. You'll be around young diggers, all right? If you join, most guys that join 18 to 21, 22 is when most people I would say join. Obviously you get people later than that or older than that, but that's something to consider when you're joining if you're an older person. You'll get posted away. All right, so you've been, generally if you go infantry in particular, you'll be Townsville, Darwin, Adelaide, Brisbane, okay? They're about the four options there. And you have plenty of time, to enjoy yourself. You have plenty of time to get on the piss and have fun with the guys around you. Particularly when you're young, all right? So I would say that's a con, all right? A lot of people, I guess, get jaded with the army or, you know, join the army with a certain expectation that it doesn't meet that. But really, when you're young, you just want to roll with it, particularly if your sole or ultimate goal is to go for selection. If you join young, you've got a lot of time, right? Enjoy yourself, enjoy being around the boys and having fun and doing your job there. And you will enjoy it. You'll make it, you know, what make of it what you want, really. All right, but now, so that all the pros, all the facts of, or some of them, of being full-time soldier, now let's look at the cons. So the cons could be you are part of the bigger army, right? So, and as such, you're going to be doing what they say, all right? So there's less flexibility there, and you're going to get posted where they tell you, and you're going to be doing all sorts of exercises and being told and being sent what to do, or sent around for training and whatnot, and you haven't got a whole big sort of say in that. It can be mundane, right? There can be a lot of sitting around depending on which unit you are, depending on what's happening in that unit at that time. And it can get a little bit boring, but again, that is what you make of it. I feel, especially the regular army, you'll lack advanced skills, right? Advanced infantry skills or soldier skills, which is why one goes SF, right? That's why guys go SF. One of the reasons, because they want to learn the skill sets and they want to become the best soldier that they can be, and don't necessarily get that in the infantry role, in my opinion. You do what they say, right? So you could be sent out field, you know, a couple of weeks before your entry test or a couple of weeks before selection, all right? So it's less flexibility. You're doing what they say. If there's a field exercise on and you're wanting to do selection, you're training up for selection, too fucking bad, right? Generally, you have to do it, which can hinder your selection preparation, all right? It can be hard to train how you would like leading into SFET and selection, all right, particularly in regards to PT, obviously being sent out bush or sent out field or different things. But in regards to PT, generally you'll have to do unit PT, okay, or platoon PT or company PT or whatever. And that can make following your own program more difficult, all right? So you don't want to be doubling up on the program. It really depends on the unit and your command, okay? When I was in full-time army and I was going for selection, they just let me do what I fucking want. And that was up at 2CAV. And it was an excellent unit for that, okay? And I was really grateful. I was a recon scout up there at the time, and my sergeant just let me do what I want in regards to PT, because he knew I was keen, he knew I was serious, and I was going to actually do the training, all right? So it always sort of pisses me off when guys, they're going for selection, can't train, you know, can't do their own training. They're obviously a good soldier. They should be a good soldier. They want to improve themselves, so the unit that they're in should give them every opportunity to train and to prepare for selection, and I would say that would include their own, you know, training their own program, so they're not doubling up there. But the other thing is, full-time units, you can get some pushback from command, okay, not wanting you to do selection depending on your job role, and depending on really who's in charge, and sometimes, you know, the command, they don't give a fuck what you want to do, all right? They're, you know, they need to tick their boxes off in regards to training and what they need from you being a part of that unit, and they don't necessarily give a fuck what you're going to do. That's not all units, okay? That could be some units, and I've heard some pretty shocking stories. But like I just said, I firmly believe that if you're going for selection, you should get every opportunity, okay? But if you're a part of full-time army, that might just be one of the things you have to deal with, okay? So they are pretty much all, not all, they're pretty much a lot of the ones that I could think of anyway in regards to the pros and cons or the facts of going full-time. Now, let's look at the ARES or the reserve role or the part-time role or the choco role, okay? Let's do that now. So the pros and facts. You turn up when you want to that job. All right, you have a civilian job. The army is your part-time job. So there's a lot of flexibility there, okay? You can have a good civilian job, okay, and do reserves at the same time. And that's one thing to consider when you're deciding to go full-time or not. If you have a good civilian job, you can certainly stay there and join reserves and train up for selection. The other thing about that, if you're a reservist and you have your own company, there's some good benefits there, okay? So when you go out field or you do training with reserves, okay, your company's getting paid, you're getting paid as well. So kind of double dip there. I think that's the way it still works. Don't quote me though. But you follow your own timeline in regards to preparing for selection. All right. So you can train when you want. You can go field when you want. Okay. So you get a solid lead into selection. So if you're not going to go, you can time it. You know, if there's a bush exercise coming up for reserves that they're going to go out for 2 weeks and it's a month out for selection, don't do it. Okay, so you've got that flexibility, you've got that option there, which you don't have full time. All right, so leading into selection, there won't be any funky surprises really, you know, going field or bullshit taskings or really your command getting in your way as well, because, you know, you choose when to turn up for reserves, okay? So they're probably all the pros and cons, sorry, the pros and facts. Now let's look at some of the cons of being a reservist. So your soldiering is part-time, all right? So maybe your skill sets aren't there. You know, opportunities to develop those skill sets could be limited. Although I firmly believe that if you push the fact that you can find ways to improve your soldier skills and get what you need completed. So as a reservist, you could, there's a lot of work for reservists now, okay? You could volunteer for as many things as you want, okay? So i.e. courses or playing enemy party or even work parties. But put your hand up, say you're available, especially if you're in a good position with your civilian job, especially if you own your own business and you can get away. In regards to leading into selection, preparing for selection, put your hand up, get as much time on the tools as possible. And you're probably going to have to organize things, all right? Organize things in regards to doing all your weapons training or getting your hands on weapons there or getting qualified in different weapons or organizing some time for someone to help you with navigation or organizing one of the medics to help you with your medical or get your hands on the radar or that kind of thing, you know, all arms call for fire and be proactive in getting that done. And as a reservist, you should be able to do that, okay? So yes, there is a thought that your soldier skills aren't there, and that really comes down to the individual, okay? Because I've had a number of reservists that have only been in reserves in my program that have got through selection, okay? And not just infantry reserves as well. So it's definitely possible. You just got to work that much harder for it and really fucking push it. Push and get done what you need to done in regards to preparing for selection. Or you might lack some military experience, okay? So you know, you might make some silly mistakes, I suppose, if you haven't been in reserves for a long period of time. But again, it depends how much time you put in. You're right. If you can put the time in and you're putting your hand up for as much work as possible as a reservist, you know, your experience is going to get there. Okay. So if you do 2, 3, 4 years as a reservist and you're going field a lot and you're helping out as much as you can, you're going to build that experience up. Okay. And you're going to do that by getting involved. Okay. So again, depending on what your civilian job is, you know, that could, you could actually turn that con into, not a negative. All right. The last thing would be, issued equipment. Okay. So issued equipment in reserves might not be as good. Again, this depends on the unit. Okay. Some units are very good, but other reserve units aren't. And you might get some busted ass equipment that you better not turn up to selection with. All right, because one, you'll get laughed at, and two, it'll break. Again, it won't be the best to prevent injuries and the best to getting the best times for the 3.2 or the 20 clicker, that kind of stuff. So more than likely, you'll have to buy more of your own equipment. Whether you're full-time or not, you're going to have to buy equipment, okay, in regards to prepping for selection if you want the best. As a reserve, you're probably going to have to buy more. So that's probably one of the cons for that. So that's all the pros and cons or the facts for reservists. Now the only thing to consider is which is better, all right? And this is obviously if your ultimate goal is going SF, okay, going special forces, going and applying and attempting selection. So which one is better? Again, this will entirely depend on your situation, all right? And this is what I do advise dudes in my programs, the guys I talk to on the phone. The advice I give them is completely different depending on their situation. So if you are, for example, young, you're maybe 18 to 23 years old or so, I would say go full-time, go ARA. You don't necessarily have to go infantry, but at least one of the arms corps, okay? So arms corps being infantry, armored, combat engineers, or artillery, I would not fucking go artillery. My personal preference. Unless you're a forward observer, all right? There's probably artillery guys out there either wholeheartedly agreeing with me or annoyed because I've just offended them. But I definitely wouldn't go artillery. Fuck that. But I would, if I was going to go, I went armored. I advise a lot of guys to go infantry, and it's probably going to set you up the best. But if you want to learn something else, maybe before going SF, one of those three, okay? Infantry, combat engineers, or armored corps is going to set you up well. All right, so yeah, if you're young, 18, 23, go ARA. Okay, you have time. You're young. You've got time. You probably have nothing better to do anyway. Being that young, straight out of school, you got fuck all else to do, I would say. So you may as well join the army. Do your time in the army. You know, a lot of guys talk to me on the phone or message me going, oh, I'm just about to finish school or 17 or 18. You know, I want to do DRS. I want to do selection. You're not doing selection. You're not doing DRS at that being that fucking young. You need to do your time, okay? I know people probably hate that, hate hearing that, but you have the time and you've got to learn the skills. You've got to learn the soldier skills. You've got to get experience. You've got to get maturity. Okay, you've got to learn how to handle stress. You've got to have confidence in your own ability, and that takes time, all right? So the difference between an 18-year-old and a 25-year-old in regards to those things, in regards to getting through selection, is your chances have increased dramatically, even over those sort of four, five, 6 years, okay? So do your time in the army. Develop as a soldier. Have fun with your mates, all right? Make of it what you want, all right? It's going to be some shit times, but you know, do your time, enjoy the good times, mature, and train up and attempt for selection. Right? Train up and attempt selection. You know, I'd say that, you know, don't wait too long, all right? You'll have to do probably 2 or 3 years, depending on when you join, especially if you join 18, 19, you're looking 2, 3, 4 years in the army before you'll probably feel ready anyway. But don't wait too long just for the sake of waiting 2 to 3 years. You know, I talked to someone the other day. I've talked to a couple of people recently. They're sort of 18, 19, 20, and they're saying, oh, I'm going to do selection in 7 years. And I said, why are you going to do selection in 7 years? Oh, well, that's when I feel like I'll probably be ready. And I know in podcasts I've said the average age is probably a bit older, mid to late 20s that get through. But 22-year-olds get through selection. 37-year-olds get through selection. You don't want to wait, okay? You don't want to wait just for the sake of waiting. If you join young at 18, you are going to be chomping at the bit to do selection by the time you're 21 or 22. And you might be ready, okay? So do it. And if you don't get through, you're going to learn from it and get better and go again. I went 22, probably wasn't ready. And then I went another 4 years later after that because I got out and was working on Iraq and all sorts of shit. So it took me a while to come back to it. But I came back to it and I was a lot more prepared, a lot more mature and got through. But you don't have to wait that long, okay? On the flip side, if you're older, you know, established in Civvy Street, all right, have a good civilian income or maybe you might have some other personal matters or particular situation, i.e. family situation that may prevent you going full-time, go A-res, all right? You know, especially if you're older, all right? If you're like 29, 30, 31, you know, you don't want to be joining the army and being around like an 18, 19-year-old. You're just not that 18, 19-year-olds are all idiots. But, you know, you're just a completely different part of your life, completely different time of your life. And really, if you're an older guy, if you have nothing better to do, yeah, okay, go full-time. But if you've got a decent civvy job and you're a bit older, I would say just go reserves. You know, get your 35 days of Kapuka complete, your 2 2-week blocks of infantry training done. I think it's still done that way. And I would definitely say go infantry if you're going to go reserves. Get as much time on the tools as you can. Okay, get out, feel as much as you can, so you can work on your soldier skills and your infantry skills. And again, it's probably only going to be 2 to 3 years, again, depending on the situation, before you attempt a selection. Okay, if you're a little bit old, say you're 34, 35, 36 or something like that, and you really want to do selection, I'd be getting in, doing Kapuka as a reservist, doing my, you know, 2 2-week infantry blocks and be looking at selection probably after, you know, 12 to 18 months, depending on when you join. Okay, so, and depending on which selection you want to do as well. So at the moment, SAS is always around April, May. Commandos is in October, start of October. So yeah, I'd be looking sort of 12 to 18 months and I'd be having a crack, okay? But further points to consider. You won't necessarily develop all the soldier skills you require for selection just by being in the full-time army anyway, right? You'll have to work on those yourself. to improve them and get better, or like I mentioned before, i.e. navigation. You might not be all over that just because you're full-time and just because you're infantry. So you're gonna have to work on that. ARES guys, get through selection. Army Reserve guys, get through selection. Every year, dudes in my program who are Army Reserves and who get through selection, both commandos and SAS, all right? Selection staff aren't going to look down on you because you're coming from ARES, right? Or reserves. They're not going to look down on you because you're 21. They're not going to look down on you because of a specific background, a particular background. They don't give a fuck, okay? They're going to be looking at you and your performance throughout selection. That is it, okay? It doesn't matter where you're coming from. Full-time, infantry, transport, Navy, Air Force, DRS, ARES, catering corps, fucking band corps, all right? Selection is about preparation and execution. Prepare well for selection, execute through selection, and you have a good chance of passing, right? And then if you fail, then you want to learn from it, you know, and do a fucking thorough self-assessment, you know, bullshit yourself, but you want to learn from it and improve and commit for another attempt, all right? Because I think I mentioned before, I can't believe guys will attempt selection once and that's it. They never do it again because you'll fucking regret it, okay? You'll hit 40 or, you know, your late 30s, 40, 45, and you'll be like, fuck, I wish I'd done selection again. But I'll tell you what, it's absolutely fucking worth it. Special operations is absolutely worth it. It's going to be fucking hard to get in, right? So that's why it may take more than one time. Often it does. I don't know the stats on that, but I would say, you know, probably more guys have to take more than one go to get through. Okay, so if it doesn't work out the first time, don't sulk and whinge about it for too long, right? You can give yourself a fucking week or so, then get on back on the bandwagon and start learning, self-assess, learn, improve, and have another crack, all right? So that's it for this episode of the podcast, ARA, or full-time versus part-time, and which way you should go. I hope you got a lot out of it, and make sure if you're going to be going for selection, I can help. I have a specific course called Indefatigable. If you want to chat about it, make sure you go to my website, operatoredge.com. You can watch the video there. You can book in for a call and we'll have a chat. If you've got any questions outside of that, make sure you email me, reese@operatoredge.com, or hit me up on one of the socials, reese_data on Instagram, but definitely email is the best. Okay, that's it for now. Hope you got a lot out of it and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.